She was still wet. It was fairly cold in there anyway, but she was wet from what seemed to be being washed, trying to...
When you say she was wet, was it her body that was wet or the clothing?
Clothing underneath the... It's hard to see it here, but this jacket is very thick. And then underneath it was another article of clothing. And they were wet. So they had a considerable amount of water put on them, and her hair was wet.
Did you determine that by touching?
Yes.
Had the body been moved from this position prior to the time that you got there?
According to lividity and rigor mortis, no. It had not been.
And were you the first person who responded, who had the authority, the legal authority, to actually move the body?
Yes.
So the police didn't have that authority?
No.
Tell us what else, if there was anything else that was significant to you, as you just saw during your initial look at the body.
She was nude from the waist down. That tiny skirt is disheveled and pulled around her waist. As I said, lividity was set. And that requires 12 hours for lividity to set, and it was completely set. Rigor mortis was...
Before you move on, we need to explain what lividity is.
Oh, excuse me. Lividity is the pooling of blood. So after death, gravity will pull the blood. The blood will settle in dependent areas, and approximately 12 hours it will set there, and it will then it won't be moved. Between that time, I can go in, which I did, and I apply a pressure point, say on the leg where there's blood, and if it blanches, it's an indication that it has not set. But it did not blanch at all. So lividity, the blood had pooled and it had set.
And then you were going to tell us about rigor mortis. Tell us what that is, first of all, and what you identified.
Okay. Rigor mortis is concerned with the muscles. And after death, they stiffen. Generally starts with the small muscles, the jaw muscles first, facial muscles, the neck, and then phalanges. And the last muscles to stiffen are the large muscles of the leg and torso.
And just before you go on, I guess, what are phalanges?
Oh, the fingers. The finger muscles.
Thank you.
Okay, so I checked her rigor mortis and it was hard and set. And it generally becomes hard and set after 18 hours, approximately, in this kind of temperature.
What was the ambient temperature, without telling us exactly, but just generally speaking, what did you notice about
that? Approximately, it was pretty cool, around 60.
And did you actually touch her body?
Yes.
What was her body temperature just by touch?
It was cold.
Was it your understanding that paramedics had been there at 7:30 the night before? And had actually pronounced her dead at that.
I knew they had been there. I wasn't sure what time.
But did you understand that they had been there and not done any kind of life-saving measures?
Yes.
At the time that you did your examination, was there any doubt that this little girl was deceased?
Oh, no, none whatsoever.
Just based on your experience over the years, what generally would be the amount of time that she would have had to be there to be in the condition you saw at 5:30 in the morning?
How much time?
Yeah. What's the minimum amount of time?
Well, the minimum amount of time would be clearly 18 to 20 hours and upwards of 36.
So up to 36 hours?
Yes.
Other than that and those things you talked about, was there anything else you could do to pin down the time that she actually expired?
I could have done a liver temperature, but declined due to the contamination of the copious amounts of cold water. She was cold.